for the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
Oh, well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Did you like it?
What's Reddit?
Great question, Charlie.
Very good question.
What's Reddit?
We're 120 episodes in and we're not sure.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure
what
it out.
What is Reddit?
It's on the computer.
Okay, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Charlie. Have a good day. All right, I'm checking the levels here. Dog, you want to?
Actually,
O'Reilly. Auto parts.
That's a good. That's a good way to test sound.
That goes along with the Barbizon Be a Model commercial,
right?
Barbizon.
That was one from my childhood. That's probably my first favorite song.
Yeah, Closet World is also one of my favorites.
Closet World.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
It's a long one. It goes. We can double your closet space. Turn your garage into a neater place. We can rearrange your office the way that you should.
Yeah.
You never knew organizing could feel so good. 1-888-45-CLOSET, Closet World.
Wow. We need some hand claps.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know where the crib sheet went, man.
That's in the box.
I wasn't using it.
That was amazing.
That was really good.
Yeah, you know.
There we go.
There it is.
And it's still out there. I still hear it from time to time.
A couple things. Your recall's top notch.
Yeah.
Your brain
is crushing.
You hit some notes there.
I know.
Dog boobs. Dad, do you think she could have made it at a West Virginia wedding?
Yeah. You definitely could have done. You could do a number on a Rascal Flatts song.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
That's like the best compliment.
I realized in the editing process, and then I forgot. We edited that one, and then I just ripped on my new stepdad, Rick. And then we posted it online. I was like, I should probably take that off. And then a week went by, and just like, oh, that's what it. So we have this documented evidence now that I had an issue with my stepdad, Rick.
That's amazing.
I'm not sure if he listens to this, but Rick, if you're listening, you're fine.
We're good now.
Didn't rip on him as much as you just talked about the sort of awkwardness of the whole situation.
That's
which
true.
I'm sure he would say the same thing.
Yeah.
If he could ever find an emotion deep down inside
exactly.
of us.
If he found emotions. But anyway, this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
My name is Dog Boobs.
And I'm Free Day.
Just
my Free Day.
What is Charlie's Reddit handle right now? Does he have one?
He doesn't have one, but I should get him one.
Should probably get him one, yeah.
Get his karma points up.
Well, that's something we got to talk about, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you karma whore.
This is big news, everybody that's listening right now. So we, you know, despite the fact that we've been doing a podcast about Reddit for almost like 120 episodes now, I guess, we really are not particularly good at it. Like we're like community college professors.
Yeah.
teaching the topic. So we all have like a smattering. I think Freed, you have like maybe 10 or 12 karma points or something like
I'm
that.
I'm up to 82, which is where
nice,
I like to be
nice.
Actually.
That's a good round number.
Comments or posts or both?
Both. So nice. It's split about half and half.
Nice. And dog, you're in the
actually hold on. Post
tens of thousands or something.
Comment, I have 78.
Ooh.
So I'm collectively 160?
Something like that.
I got 9,000 comments and then post karma 636.
Wow.
Jeez.
So you and I have an inverse relationship because have 3,142 post karma and 748 comment karma. And a lot of this, so the reason we bring that up is because I had a viral hit a couple days ago. Which
you gotta cross post that.
I'll cross post this to
videos or something.
I cross posted to videos actually, and it did not didn't do particularly well. That's the thing. I don't really know. I don't really know how to. I don't really know like the the logic on how to like get smoking karma. I know.
I don't understand it either. Cause I look at some posts that like get so many, I'm just like, I think you have to just be in the right place at the right time.
It really does feel that way.
It's a little bit of a je ne sais quoi, as they say in France.
Yes, they do say that in France. So
a little mise en scène, if you will.
Exactly.
It's a feeling. Yeah. It's a tone.
Exactly. So they, so I posted this thing. So Lizzo, she's an absolute goddamn superstar. Do you guys know who Lizzo is?
Yeah.
Right.
But you want to know something funny? I have not heard a single song of hers. And
I don't know.
And that's how you know she's a star.
Yeah. That's how you know.
When you don't even know the music, but she's.
That's exactly right.
So Lizzo is a phenomenon right now. She's body positive is a way people talk about her, which basically just means she's overweight.
She fatty.
Yeah.
She a fatty, I guess. But it's like her thing, and she's not bummed out about it.
No.
Like it's like that's what kind of makes it body positive is like she is who she is. That's she like embraces it. It's kind of part of her brand. She's like very sexy in her own weird way.
She's like, I feel really hot.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna always feel really hot.
Exactly.
So fuck you guys.
So, but I found a video. I don't know how I found it, but it's on her original, presumably her original YouTube channel, because it just says Lizzo Music, and it only has 671 subscribers, or did at the time. And I found a video of her covering an Adele song that only has like 4,000 plays.
Which Adele song? Can you sing it?
Dog Boobs can sing it. What was it? It was Someone Like You, I think.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dog Boobs, you can hit that high.
Oh, yeah. But I got to practice. Like, I've had 10 years to practice the Closet World song.
Yeah, that's fair. but I found
that was
it.
So good.
Thank you.
And I posted it into videos, and it got like fucking 28 upvotes, maybe.
Damn. Like,
not enough.
No. You know what? I think it would probably go really far on Instagram.
Yes, exactly. But then I posted it deep into YouTube.
Oh.
And it got 1,762 upvotes.
Wow.
And an accumulation of 76 comments. So it kind of became a viral success.
It was like a little sleeper.
It was a blip in the viral success world.
Yeah, good job.
Almost a million subscribers, though. So
I can tell you're hot. You're cocky right now.
I'll fight anyone.
Yeah, it feels like you're coming in like guns a-blazing.
Yes.
I guess my question is, have you tried out this cockiness on the streets?
Yeah. And I've been bragging.
Like, did you go to a bar and people are like, God, this guy just like has it.
He has it.
And then you just walk
je
up to like...
quoi.
Exactly.
You walk up to like, the Victoria's Secret model who's there hanging out at the Mexican restaurant.
At the Mexican restaurant. I like the world you're painting right now.
And you're like, hey, babe, what up?
You're like painting like it's like an aha
you
music
are
video.
Confident.
Yeah.
You are confident.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
My karma's on a bit of a run right now.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in like an enlightened nirvana right now. I haven't started coming down back to earth. And then once I start on my way back down, then I'll be cocky.
The great part about, cause like Instagram, you get this little serotonin kick when you get a like, right? And you know you're basically going to get the same 68 likes on Instagram from the same 68 people.
For sure.
And you can't really crack whatever like your personal number is. But on Reddit, you get nothing
totally
for years.
Totally.
And you're just like, fuck. And then one day you get like 10,000.
I know.
So it's like this bizarre. It's like a world of extremes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, there's a completely different emotion to what happened when I started. Because
you deserve it versus on Instagram, it's political. It's like someone giving you like a sympathy like.
I feel like I uncovered something.
Yeah.
And I'm like exposing it to the world.
You won these points fair and square.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different
kind. It's competitive.
Kind of,
yeah. It kind of feels like that, honestly. Like that was, because I was afterwards, I was like, hell yeah, dude. I'm psyched. I'm the coolest happened. But nobody knows
it was
me.
Did you walk around and like, I feel like you had a little extra zhuzh that day.
I had a little extra zhuzh, but you know what it feels like? Is it feels like the first time I like beat somebody at a one-on-one basketball
game or
something.
Where are you going with this? First time I beat somebody up? What are you doing?
So it was like the first time I dunked on a fucking teenager. Yeah. No, it's got a little bit of a, it definitely has a little bit of a, like, ooh, that's fun. I want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus Instagram where you're just like, this is my existence now. I just have to keep plodding along in this social dystopia.
Just to stay on the status quo. Good segue.
I know. Yes. So today we're actually going to talk about, that wasn't actually the intended segue. Not that we ever have an intended segue, by the way, but, but we, so today, finally we're getting away from comedy. I guess it depends on how you, what your interpretation is of comedy. I mean, maybe this is comedic to you, but, well, I guess an element of it's comedy, but it's not comedy. It's not categorically comedy, but today we're talking about a sub called A Boring Dystopia. There are 222,377 readers here. So there's a lot of, it's a relatively sizable sub. And the premise is basically, it's a subreddit for chronicling how advanced capitalist society is not only dystopic, but also incredibly boring. So versus it being, you know, when we think of dystopia, we're just like
Waterworld,
and we have to go and we have to like farm our own rats to eat their stool for the weird kind of like energy bars that we have to make for the for the highest arc of the it's like none
we're
of
all
that.
On a speeding train
maggot cliff bars
cliff bars and growing gills.
Yeah, that's not what this is. This is like
with Tilda Swinton. Tilda Swinton's always there.
Oh,
she's always there.
But this is not that. This is like a normal. This is our life.
Yeah.
This is actually what our lives look like.
We don't. I don't know. I'll hold off on getting into it, but I've got thoughts, and they're all depressing.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It's a pretty. This is a depressing sub.
Yeah. I feel like the disclaimer here is, if you're on the edge of saying goodbye to us all, maybe don't listen to this one. Yeah. We'll push you over.
But it's okay, because like I'm on that edge sometimes. Not like really, but you know what I mean? I'm kind of, but
we're
all still here. You know, there's still fun stuff to do here.
Yeah,
there's
the, like
in
the
life?
Sims. Yeah.
The
Liberty commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot.
The potential of maximizing your closet space.
Yeah.
How much more stuff could you put in there?
You know what's actually interesting that you say that? We need to talk about the front page before we get into the boring dystopia, of course, because that's what we do. But it's interesting hearing you guys say that, because this actually does feel more suicidal than if it was just dystopia.
Yeah.
Because dystopia has a little bit of that, like the year is 2077.
Dystopia.
And I'm the last of the, you know, like Blade Runner type thing.
Yeah. It's aggressive.
Exactly.
And if you've made it that far,
right,
you're at least a fighter.
You're exactly.
Which is an optimistic way to be.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not just going to bend over and let them eat me.
Right.
What?
And now it's like, we are going. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But this one is a lot more, this is actually, like the boring is the killer, you know
like
what I mean?
Like the hamster wheel.
Yeah, this is like death by depression, and like, you know, everyone here is just gonna die like of a cardiac arrest, like
totally
over the course of 16 years.
Yeah,
totally,
and like depression.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just
none of
drinking this soda.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny. It seems like
dystopia is like we're gonna die in a giant nuke.
Right.
Well, boring dystopia is like, no, but we are all going to get cancer from like all the stuff we've been eating.
Right.
It's like not as cool. Yeah.
We're going to get cancer from those breast cancer, cancer things.
Oh my God.
Probably just like seed cancer into us.
I'm sure.
That, what you just said is,
Susan it, like,
is the
Coleman.
That sums up the sub. Like that's the perfect example of how the sub works. But we will get to that after we talk about the front page.
Yes.
So let's talk briefly about what's been happening on the front page this week, other than my sudden karma success.
Well, there was a 31-year-old cat named...
that's amazing. That's crazy.
That's a really freaking old cat.
That's an old-ass cat.
Oldest cat in the state of Illinois.
You hear like maybe 20, you're like, that's old.
Yeah. 31.
Wow. That's fucking wild.
Wow.
Dude.
How
wild.
Annoyed is that cat on the scale of like the most annoyed cat, right?
Honestly, he has to be, or just completely senile.
And cats really don't when they age, they don't I mean, some of them will start looking pretty gnarly, but like dogs, you can see kind of they're like the bones start crackling and shit.
Yeah,
like cats, they just kind of look they still just look like
they look
a kitten.
Like previous generation of a cat, like
totally
an old iPhone.
Exactly.
You look at them and you're like that's evolved differently since the time you were born.
That's an interesting way to put it, but I guess you're right.
Because if you look at this cat, Tiger, I mean, he does look kind of
He looks like a cat,
like an old cat.
Right.
Go figure.
This is the next post down is middle child asserting dominance over all others. And this is two girls playing in like what looks like a kind of an American Gladiator. This looks like actually the most fun place in the
Such
planet.
Such a fun place.
Like kind of an American Gladiator vibe. And she's fighting what looks like maybe her older sister. And she pushes her older sister off into the what do you call those? A foam pit. And her little brother is literally crawling towards her.
That kid is I can now like age kids pretty well.
Right.
That kid's like 11 months old.
She hits him with the jouster.
In the rib cage.
Just knocks him right into the foam.
Slams him into the foam. And I mean,
so amazing.
16,000 babies a year die in those foam pits because you can't find them once they get in.
16,000 babies.
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. You just start to like blend in with all the other foam.
Snopes it, bro. Snopes it.
Snopes,
that's
man.
True. The new anti-vax that no one's willing to talk about.
Exactly. This is what the Democratic debate should really be talking about.
I agree. The Chinese protests are still full blast, I think.
My fear is this is not going to end well for the Hong Kongese.
No. I don't think it is either.
Based on China's record of slaughtering people.
Well, some of the recent stories have been troubling because I think it's been, you know, for a while it was relatively civilized. That was kind of the interesting thing about this protest is it was Hong Kong. Nobody was getting hurt. It was like they're such a respectful society that it was just like everything was fine. But now we're starting to see these stories about the Chinese are hiring the triads to go up and break up the protesters. And like, this is a video. The reason we brought that up is there's a video right now that says protesters point lasers at police to prevent facial recognition from Chinese government. So that's kind of just more clever than anything.
Wow.
But the reason I bring that up is just the fact that it's still happening versus it, you know, having petered off because there's been a resolution. So there's still no resolution and China's getting involved, increasingly involved.
Do you think, you know, just to throw on my conspiracy hat here, which is made of tin foil.
Yeah. Okay. Love it.
I mean, this is good. You know, if Hong Kong and China are in a state of disarray, good for American economy. Like, is this like partially the doing of the CIA in some way? Like, is this orchestrated? Yeah. Isn't this what the CIA does? They sort of like disrupt and they.
Yeah. Well, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. Yes, but I don't think historically. Usually, when they disrupt something, they'll disrupt like a Maduro. Ooh. Like, I don't think they're just. I mean, it could be wrong. I don't know. It's a good question because I mean, this is Hong Kong is a saw. They're like probably supposed to be on our side because they're this sovereign democratic wing of the Chinese super state.
There's a little bit of Streisand effect going on with this now where like China has to deal with it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's getting bigger and bigger. It didn't just kind of like go away.
Right.
Oh, good luck, guys. Keep fighting the good fight. This is hilarious. Today I learned, 7 down, Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't allowed to dub his own role in Terminator in German. Because his accent is considered very rural by German Austrian standards, and it would be too ridiculous to have a death machine from the future come back in time and sound like a hillbilly.
That's amazing. That's actually amazing.
So funny. If you,
oh,
to
God.
Them, it sounds like a
like the people where I'm from. Yeah.
Hey, I'm here to kill you.
I'm here to kill you.
That's like an Australian.
I'm here to kill you.
I'm here to kill you.
My name's Jeff. And I'm here to make out with you first.
And then kill you.
I mean, it's the equivalent of having like Larry the Cable Guy play Terminator.
Yes. There you go.
Which would be, which is a movie I would like to see.
Yeah. So, or David Koechner or somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the other one? So it was Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, and
what's his name?
Something Ingle?
Ron White. The tequila guy.
That's right. The tequila guy. He can't, in my mind, I can't separate Ron White from what's that guy's name? The really, really crazy manic guy with white hair that looks a little bit like Ric Flair.
Ooh.
I don't know. Trump's guy from
maybe
the what's his name? The guy that looks like his face is bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, I think
you're talking about Bannon. Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon? He kind of looks
our
like
our boy Steve Bannon.
He looks like a more healthy Steve Bannon, which is not good for any of them.
I don't remember his name. It'll come up to me. I just searched craziest actors, which will.
Oh, is it Nick Nolte?
It might be Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
I think let's just call it Nick Nolte for now.
Totally is.
Tilda Swinton's on this list. Craziest actors.
Oh shit.
Wesley Snipes. What's Wesley Snipes up to these days?
Isn't he in prison for tax evasion or something?
Cool. He did go to debtor's prison, which seems like something from like the 1600s.
Oh. Is that really where he went? Debtor's prison?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
You don't pay your taxes in America, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Did you see this Chinese, speaking of China, they have a wave park?
Gary Busey. That's who I was thinking.
Oh, the Buse.
Oh.
Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah. He's crazy.
Truly, truly insane. Completely untethered. Anyway, the water park. What were you saying?
There's a water park in China where they have artificial waves, and this artificial wave machine made this tsunami.
Accident.
And it's like a crazy.
Truly destroyed people.
25-foot wave. And there's like all these just like innocent little wave park people floating about. This fucking monster wave just wipes them into a concrete wall.
It looks
quite painful.
I'm sure people got fucked up.
But this was in China, right? Like, I feel like,
What do you say, Chinese people don't matter? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of saying that Chinese people don't matter. No, I think this is one of those.
Wow.
I always wonder about things like this in China and then like in India, how like there's that stereotype of everybody always living like, you know, they're like when like a motorcycle goes in a town, like seven people are on the motorcycle, like people have to fall off and hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that going unreported, right?
There's no reporting in China.
Like China, Russia, India, places like that, I feel like catastrophes like this happen. And this would have been main news on CNN, and people wouldn't have died. It would have just been like all these people injured, and it would have been like breaking news.
Yeah.
And in China, it's just like, it just doesn't even crack the surface.
I know. It's kind of weird. That's kind of interesting when you think about like the United States, these kinds of things take up the news because we have so many channels that are just devoted to news. If there's nothing else going on, you're going to put on this tsunami video over and over, even if no one dies. But in China, they don't want to do that because it would be a bad look, you think?
Yeah. I bet this, whoever posted this,
dorky,
is at a gulag right now.
Shit.
It's possible. It's very possible.
You never know.
Here's a really fun one. This is hard to explain because it's a video, but it was posted on Funny. I got a real nice chuckle out of this one. This is a girl at a wedding, and they're about to throw the bouquet, which is stupid.
Yeah.
And people who see that the bouquet is coming and they like
get
people out of the way to grab that bouquet.
Not a good look.
Are sad people.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yes. Are not ideal.
No.
I mean, there could be some game where you're like, I'm just super competitive and I want to fucking win stuff. But even if that's your motive, it still looks
like
terrible.
You put a Banksy in the bouquet.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want more things to have to keep track of at this party, you know?
Right.
Like grabbing that would be stressful because you can't just throw it away.
Isn't the vibe like if you catch the bouquet, then you're like legally obligated to get married next?
Married next.
Yeah, it's like signing away.
You're legally obligated.
Yeah. So it seems shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, because whoever catches it's always the tallest girl and typically the one with the biggest shoulders and the biggest thighs so she can push people away.
Yeah.
Right. So,
like volleyball players. Right. The volleyball players at the wedding.
So unfortunately for them, it's kind of like a false promise where it's like, you're definitely next. And then they're like, where's my man?
Where's my husband?
All the other girls have bloody lips on the floor and they're like,
and like rings on their fingers.
They're like, punched me.
But my boyfriend proposed right after that.
In this specific clip, though, there's a girl. So this girl throws the bouquet and then some girl is sitting in the back corner and just doesn't, she just puts her hand up and makes a fake grab.
She like air grabs.
She air grabs nothing.
She looks as unenthusiastic as possible. And in the funniest way.
And she's like, ah, shucks. And then she points at the camera.
It's really funny.
It's a very endearing. And all the comments are like, she seems like the biggest keeper of anyone.
She so, does. She's immediately the only one in that group you're interested to hang out with.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. She actually reminds me of this girl who was at my aunt's wedding, who is now my... What is this? It would be my
ex-girlfriend slash your sister.
Yeah, he's my ex-girlfriend slash. No, she's. I guess she's technically my. What would it be? Like a
your cousin. You know, your cousin.
Yeah, cousin, step cousin. I guess maybe it's like her. It's her. It's my aunt's new husband's biological daughter.
Damn.
And she just is like cool as fuck. And I was just like, you're fucking rad, dude. Yeah. I'm so psyched that you're like in my family now. And she looks very similar, looks like the same age.
It's kind of interesting, like, how often do you meet someone in your family that you think is very cool?
Right. Very rare. I mean, that's kind of the nice thing about this wedding is, like, we kind of inherited at least one person that's cool.
That's great.
Out of how many? Like, 100? Like, what's it?
Well, he has three kids.
Yeah.
All of them are cool, but, like...
Just want to stop you right here because last episode you shit on Rick, and this episode you're going to shit on the rest of your family.
Yeah.
So just keep going.
I mean, that's the nice thing about family, though, is
they can't divorce you.
Well, they can divorce. I guess. Yeah, you find out next week that I'm in a lengthy legal battle with my family as they're trying to divorce me, trying to take the rights to the podcast as part of it. But
your new host.
Yeah.
Rick and Ben's cousins. Yeah.
What else? What else we got going on here? Was there any big news that happened that has been worked? I feel like this hasn't been a particularly aggressive news week.
There's been debates this week.
I'm so fucking bored with these goddamn debates.
As boring as they could be, right?
Like, totally.
You're just like, I don't
yeah.
know.
It's almost like
that's what's going
our
on.
Boring
there.
Dystopia.
Oh,
I know.
My
Maybe that's the perfect
gosh.
Segue.
It is kind of a good segue because it's funny to see. I think it was probably a top post, but just like the stuff they're talking about on all of the debates. It's, when you think about it, it's so fucking boring, but that's what we're all like pumped up about. It's like single payer healthcare reform. That sounds so dull, but God.
It's important.
I want it so
Very
bad.
Very important. I know. How tight would it be if we just all got health insurance, man?
I know. Oh my! And
really,
that's
the dreamy scenario.
What blows my mind is like the reason so many people in the United States think it's scary to talk about like state-sponsored healthcare or not sponsored free healthcare is they think it's so expensive, but it's not that expensive. It's the fact that we've got ridiculous pharmaceutical companies driving.
Well, that's
up all
yeah,
the
that, exactly. That's what makes
stuff.
It expensive. I mean, it's the same thing with you know like college, right? Like college isn't inherently expensive. It just was made expensive by all the insane institutional issues that private college provides. You know, So
college. Not worth it.
Not worth
Let's talk about it in dystopian future.
I like that.
Student debt.
So moving on over to a boring dystopia. So we already kind of briefly started talking a little bit about this, the preamble. So I recommended this one. I requested this one. I don't know how I discovered it, but I found it the other day and it's not, there's a category of subs that are all kind of like this, right? Like there's, didn't we covered one of them, right? Didn't we cover technology? We did one that was kind of a similar cadence, but I like the framing of this one. I think the name of the subreddit, A Boring Dystopia, it's like a more of a nuanced. Oh, we did late stage capitalism.
That's it. Right. We did I can't remember capitalism. The term late stage.
Yeah. You know, like late stage capitalism is a very popular sub, and it's about a lot of the same issues. It's probably a lot of similar posts.
Yeah.
But this one has more of a nuance that I think does make it a little bit more interesting, and it creates this interesting conversation about when everything is when it becomes, even no matter how dark it gets, it becomes boring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these are like the insulin salesmen. You know what I mean? Ugh. Like that's like the tone of this one where you're just like, wow. So you sell insulin to people that can't afford it to stay alive, but that's your job
and
you have to keep that job because that's what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's the kind of shit, you know,
this sub, having quickly just gone through it last night, I was just like, wow, most of these, a lot of these posts have to do with I can't afford to stay alive kind of scenarios.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That's a sci-fi plot from sci-fi.
Yeah. Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Sci-fi channel. My name's Sci-fi. I like to spin records at clubs.
Sci-fi. What character did you just create there?
He's like a cool record guy from the future who also...
he's cool.
And he knows everybody, so he always like skips the line, you know?
Sci-fi.
He never waits in lines.
All right. Cool.
He wears leather pants, no underwear.
Nice. Nice.
I like this guy. I like this Sci.
Well, yeah, Sci-fi. But it does sound like it sounds like the future, like a dystopian future, but it's,
right,
but it's not exciting, which is like, it's like this perfect little problem.
Yeah. I mean, it also, I think it, you get older and a lot of these comments and kind of the undertone makes sense. You know what I mean? You feel it, you know?
You know what the reason why it's not like an action movie dystopia is because a lot of these problems are people struggling under the thumb or control of big corporations. There is no like one bad guy. Like if we got all of our guns together and we stormed the gates of like Blue Shield.
Right.
You'd get in, there'd be like this little old lady who's just like, this is my job. I don't know. I don't really.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, that's.
And it wouldn't be like corporate, for Dr. XXX. He also does porn.
Right. exactly.
It wouldn't be like one bad guy. It'd be just some little old bookkeeper lady.
Of course. I mean, that's.
And that's why it's not an action movie.
Exactly. That's also one of my big issues with the conversation about ICE. Like when we talk about like, you know, like, fuck ICE. Like, ICE is the problem. Like, if you see an ICE officer, stone him immediately. I'm just like, no. Like, it's not. I would put money on it being some people who got a job because they were, like, weren't that smart. Well, and that, so and now they have a job and they're just like, I'm just doing what I have to do so that I can buy food for myself. You know?
I hear you. In that part of the country, like, there's not a lot of industry. So getting a ICE job is a good job. There's insurance. There's better benefits.
Exactly.
All
you're working for the government. Like, that's actually a good job for a lot
that
of people.
That argument, you can say the same thing about, like, a meter maid.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm like, you could have chosen to not give people tickets all day. You piece of shit! Yeah. You fucking ass!
You love my pain.
I mean,
you know, I don't know. There's probably, you could have worked for, like, the water company who, like, fixes pipes.
Right.
And, like, brings clean water to people. That's a government job. That's pretty chill.
But what if everybody's trying to get that goddamn job, dude? What if you need to be a water engineer? You know?
I think the people, it's a cop versus fireman stuff. Like some people kind of go like, I don't want to tell people what to do. And some people are like, I do want to tell
people. Damn, I've never heard that differentiation. That's really interesting. Cop versus fireman. Is that a thing? Do people say that? Is that like a personality
test? They have like
a
sports Olympics every year, I think.
I mean, that's nice. That's a really interesting, like interesting differentiation. Because I guess, cops are like, cops are very like, slow down, son, or I'll give you a ticket.
Kind of like the control.
Firemen are like,
hey, who wants to go ride in my truck?
Yeah, like I see something that could kill me. Looks fun. Let's jump it. Like that's the fireman attitude, you know.
But also it's the like you never really have to tell someone what to do. You're always like you're always the hero and
yeah, you're a fixer. You're a fixer, which is interesting. Yeah, it's fucking. I've never really thought about it that way.
They don't
That's
even
really
belong in the same category, you know.
Yeah,
like
Have you guys ever had the desire to be a cop?
No,
I have.
I would be so bad.
I don't think it's going through the lens of the traditional. Because I think everything I do kind of comes through a like voyeuristic curiosity, you know.
Yeah,
and so I like the idea of being a cop so that I can go into neighborhoods and be like, so what is the actual problem here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I got the call. Now I'm here. I'm investigating. Is everybody safe? Okay. So what is actually happening? And they'd be like, well, this is, and I'd be like, wait a second. The problem is that you have to go to work before your kid can go to school. So your kid has an hour. And then I'd be like, well, we need to create, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's the same thing with my homeless situation where it's just like, if I was homeless, I have all these solutions to being homeless.
Right.
Be like, well, that's not why you're homeless. And it's like, well, that's the same reason why I'm not a cop is because I have the things that I would be trying to solve about being a cop, like by being a cop, are like institutional governmental issues.
Like if you're trying to be a cop to fix things, you're going to find out you can't fix things by being
exactly.
a cop.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
It's an interesting differentiation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's get into some of the posts on this sub to really bring this idea to life. The header, by the way, I think is really interesting because it's kind of a graphic representation. So it's an image of a beautiful sky in what looks like, you know, big sky country. So it could be Colorado
Montana.
Yeah. I mean could be Montana.
Well, big sky country. I know they like own it. I just don't want all of our Montana fans. I don't want to rub, you know, those guys
are
tough.
I hope we have Montana fans.
Those guys are rustlers, man.
Maybe I'll promote this exclusively in Montana.
Yeah.
But it's a huge, it looks like a big art piece maybe, or, billboard. Oh, you know what this is actually? I think this is in China.
I
think this is one of those, I think the air quality is so bad in China, they put these up for vitamin D.
Oh my God, really?
I think this is one of those images. Yeah, but
it is a real image. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a absolutely like beautiful image, and then the world that it takes place in is just so gray and drab.
Wow.
Did you find it?
No, but I'm trying so hard.
Tight.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's very fucking creepy and strange. But anyway, but it sums up the attitude of this very well, which is like, we don't really solve the problem. We put up a solution that will make it livable.
Yeah.
While the rest of it rusts around us. You know what I mean?
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like instead of actually fixing air quality, it's like, well, we can make a big screen that gives you some of those vitamins because we won't fix it.
I was just thinking about this yesterday. Everyone's so jacked on going to Mars, and then you see these Mars rover pictures come back, and you're like, that's like buttfuck Bakersfield.
Yeah.
You know, but except in Bakersfield, they got In-N-Out. Yeah. And on Mars, they don't got anything.
Yeah,
why do we, I mean, I get it's like a scientific feat, but we got this really cool planet now.
Yeah.
We got frogs and rivers.
Got crocodiles, man.
Got it all. And we're like, meh, it's not good enough. I want a place that's got nothing.
Not a damn thing.
I mean, I think
what are we doing?
It's very, so I think the people that are in a situation where they can do that kind of thing are bored. I feel like they have reached the apex and they have seen the fucking end of the road.
It's a cool challenge for them. I don't get why everybody else is into it.
Oh, for sure. Well, I think it's people that have reached the top are bored, and then people that have not reached the top are disenfranchised.
Yeah.
And so the combination of the two makes it to where you go like, well, maybe we should just go somewhere else.
Go You're to like, Costa Rica,
why don't you
man.
Fix it. Yeah, yeah. Like fix.
Oh, fix.
Fix it. Yeah. Yeah.
But if they were trying to get to the planet full of, you know, the aliens are there and they fixed everything, they figured it all out, and you like take a pill and you're not a dickhead human anymore or whatever. Like, I'd be like, that's probably worth getting to.
Yeah,
dude, we'd all go. Except we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Because
of my goddamn Gap card bill. I can't get up there to the fucking alien paradise.
And my Scooby-Doo
alien paradise. I mean, Mars looks objectively shitty. Right?
Yeah,
like,
we can all agree on that, right?
Like, it looks like you would get there. There are tornadoes the size of Sudan.
Have you ever sat outside at lunch and forgot your sunglasses?
Right.
And been like, I can't barely even eat this lunch.
Yeah.
Like, that's for 32 minutes.
No longer worth living. Yeah.
Versus Mars, isn't it? It's not gonna
be miserable.
I mean, I guess maybe there's also the quest to be a pioneer and a founder of something. But even that,
I think a lot of that's ego. Like,
just ego. Yeah. But. So why are we talking about Mars? It has nothing to do with this sub. I guess it kind of has something to do with this sub. But anyway, so here's the top post of A Boring Dystopia, which does a really good job articulating kind of the attitude of this whole place. Right. So the post is, there's an Ask Reddit on what problems would $5,000 solve? What personal problems $5,000 would solve?
That's not a lot of money.
No, it's not. Not a ton of money. But a lot for some people, though.
Yeah.
So top comment, buying my insulin. $2,273 for 3 months supply.
Wow.
Insurance restarts next month and I have to meet my deductible. Then I pay 20% of that. That's just my insulin, not test strips or pump supplies. Makes me wonder if it's even worth staying alive sometimes.
Damn. Woof.
Then the next one is, I'd be able to pay off 10% of my student loan. Woohoo. The next one is kidney failure, which I don't know if
doesn't
that
really doesn't apply, tell a story but, or paint a picture.
The next one is me not being able to see shit because my current income isn't enough to buy glasses.
Wow.
That's bullshit. I mean, glasses are $100.
And here's the last one, which fucking is so... Oh, God, this is the one that irritated me. It says college is withholding my transcripts until I pay $3,000.
This wow. So this one, yeah, that last one was the most really impactful to yeah. me because I guess my initial reaction is who gives a fuck about right. your transcripts unless you're trying to go yeah. to lawyer school.
Maybe there's...
Yeah. Unless you're trying to go to lawyer school.
or doctoral school.
There you go.
I obviously went to a good college. But this started making me think... At a certain point, everybody who's at a certain age is just crippled with this student loan
right,
debt.
Right.
And there's another really good one on the top.
I totally take it for granted, by the way, that I don't have student debt, student loan debt.
It sucked.
I mean, I paid off what I owed early. I didn't have a ton. I basically had $5,000, because my parents, you know, I went to school in Ohio, and they, because I lived on the Ohio side of the West Virginia Ohio border. They had set up some plan. It was like one of those things that parents do, right? Where they're like, mm-hmm. we're putting away for money for college. And then it's like a fixed rate from when they started doing it only it's for schools like in Ohio.
503 right? savings account.
Something like that. Yeah. So I had one of those. And so my parents had paid for the college in Ohio. And
good
now,
parents, smart
now
parents.
I'm just like, oh my God, dude. Like I would have been so fucked.
God.
If I would have gone out of state, which I would have liked to go out of state, but if I would have gone out of state, I'd be miserable right now, I think. Increasingly miserable. The next one.
So do you think college was worth it for, I mean.
Not anymore. I don't have a lot of belief in college anymore, honestly.
Yeah, no, I'm just for the next generation, like, would you recommend your kids that debt? I know I would not. I would say this. It's better off to not go to college and not have debt
right.
than to graduate college. That's like, what did you learn anyway? Kind of a thing. Like the degree isn't yeah. gonna necessarily get you anything.
Yeah.
Totally.
With $200,000 debt. Like that's a really tough yeah. place to start.
Well, my college experience quantitatively has not gotten me anything. Like, yeah. Qualitatively, it's gotten me a lot of friendships and fucking yeah. you know, like connections and kind of a like an intangible drive to succeed and all that kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. But like in terms of the actual transcript and the degree that I got, like I barely mention it, if yeah. at all. And I don't even put it on resumes. I never did even when I was just applying for college, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a growth step, but you're going to grow in some way in those years.
Well, that's I think the next generation. So you have a couple guys on the
kids.
Way.
You got
6,000 kids. well, I think you should. If I was a parent if my kid was 17 right now,
move to Sweden, right?
I would say here are your options, bud. You can let's look into going to college out of the country mm-hmm. to like Latvia has one of the amazing college system for like cheap or free. I believe
that's awesome.
Like going to school in Berlin, yeah. I think is
and it
like
would look really good
is the same cost as a community college, I think, or something
wow.
like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you get learn another language. You're granted you're away from home and it might be lonely, but I think that's like that will set you up for the future.
The
way
schnitzels
better,
are off right? the charts.
Schnitzels are tight. or I think the gap year model I think is really smart.
Yeah.
Like being able to say like, cool, like go do a thing.
Is that when you take out a bunch of Gap credit cards and you just
yes.
blow
yes.
them all for
that's
a year?
What gap I did.
Year.
Yes, exactly.
My gap year.
No, I like the
sweaters.
Idea. I like the idea of kids,
brown cardigans.
going somewhere and doing a thing or learning a craft or like, you know, spending. Like, I don't mind the idea of being like, cool, we'll spend 1 year of tuition, which we would say not even 1 year, because I mean that 1 year at a lot of colleges is 20 fucking grand or something. So
yeah.
like, if we're gonna spend a semester, we're gonna give you a semester of college that you use to live in a place
yeah.
to sort shit out, then consider going to school based on your interests, right? Like, I think that makes a lot more sense.
You're going to learn that you don't know shit. And you're like, oh, wow, people know stuff.
So many of
that's a good place to start.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the issues with college is that people just go from high school into college. Yeah. And then they go, cool, well, I guess this is just an extension of school. So I'm, I don't know, I want to be a gym teacher when I grow up.
We should send them to the salt mines for a year.
Exactly, salt dude. That's University. What I'm saying.
Did you read at university in the salt mines?
Oh, hey. Great acoustics. Yeah. Good for your circulation. Your ionic health is cray.
Oh my god, totally. And your skin, you won't believe it.
Are
you
saying we should start sodium mines?
A sham college? Because I'm in.
Yeah, a for-profit online college.
Salt. If we did that, I would have so much fun teaching kids the stupid.
You know
shit
this
that we
the scam with colleges and loans and all that stuff.
In
general,
The bitchy moms who. Got their rich kids
you're talking
in
about
crew.
the scandal. Well,
I mean,
you're
the
not
government
talking about categorical scandal.
Yeah, anybody can get a student loan.
Yes,
and it's the law that anybody can get a student loan.
Exactly.
So every idiot's like, give me $200,000.
Totally.
And the banks are like, okay. And then your interest rates are like 20%. So it's a shitty deal to take, right? It's like it's predatory lending at its finest. The shitty part about it is then the politicians are on the backside going like, everyone should go to college.
Exactly.
And then you get this massive group of people that don't really know what kind of pickle they just put themselves in and are never going to have a way to pay it
off. Dude, your tin cap is literally glowing right now.
Yeah.
It's an irresponsible thing to do.
It is.
And I'm like, how are they doing this to kids?
It's wild.
I don't get it.
Well, it's
somebody
it's,
should be like, dude, just pump your brakes.
I mean,
that's capitalism.
You're talking like the kind of politician we need. That nobody is willing to do because
that's why I've chosen this moment to announce I'm throwing my tinfoil hat into the Democratic ring.
The rent is too damn high. Most of the issues, like what we're talking about right now, like there is a reason why they don't do it that way.
Because they're getting cheese.
They're getting cheddar cheese. And it's also, you know, there's this idea.
You're saying the government's taking advantage of the youth not knowing anything about interest rates?
Well, there's a concept in economics called the broken window fallacy. And I think that a lot of our society functions on the broken window fallacy without knowing it. And the broken window fallacy is basically like,
dog boobs, you want to take this one?
No, I do not know that one.
So the broken window fallacy
it sounds like you could make up some cool stuff though.
Yeah,
because it's like windows. And
I wonder what the how about
that's
this?
True,
dog. Can you look it up while I do it off my cuff and see if I actually retained this from college? Because I'm pretty sure I remember what it is, but I'm going to go into it. So
the broken window fallacy. See if your college was worth it.
Basically, if you own a house or you own a business. And I go by and I break your window and then I have to pay to replace your window because I broke your window.
Mm-hmm.
And the technically because of the exchange of goods and money and, you know, we have to hire a window guy to fix the window. And then there's all this money being exchanged. That is good for the economy. That makes the economy grow because you're doing all this transactional business. But it's in doing so, you have to break something to then fix it. So it's a lot of this series of breaking and fixing that is just like it's wheel. I mean, it's a hamster wheel, right? Like you are literally like break it, fix it, break it, fix it, break it, fix it forever.
It's not planned obsolescence, but it's kind of the similar.
It's a similar idea.
Model.
Yeah.
It's like,
are you reading about it right now, Doug?
Yeah. So like the logical form is disaster X occurred. But this is a good thing because Y will come as a result.
Exactly.
So there's a real argument that someone has come up with that says the Holocaust was a good thing overall because it educated future generations about the evils of genocide.
Right.
That's like, no.
Yeah. So
there are a lot of positive effects from World War II globally.
Right.
Like technological advances.
Well, but
that's
ultimately,
it's not a net gain.
Yeah, but it's not a net gain. But that's the thing. It also applies to basic economics where it's like, yeah, it is technically a good thing. You go to college, right? And then you get this debt, and then the debt then feeds into the debt system of the United States. Because when you're creating debt, all you're doing is essentially giving money to a bigger institution that they can use to then do other shit.
And
so you're funding missiles by creating debt because then they use that as the collateral to build the missiles, right?
And you're hooked on
broken ass weirdo capitalist system that we've created.
And you're hooked on working too, where you're like, right. Oh, I guess I am definitely never going to stop working.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You can't be like a lot of the people that live around here in Silicon Beach, bruh.
Yeah, you can't like fuck off and just do whatever.
Eat acai right? bowls all day and fuck off.
Oh, I would love that life. I would love that life.
It's interesting. It's like the California of the 60s and 70s, before all this loan stuff. People used to just hang out.
Totally.
Chill. But things were less expensive because there was less money in the market, so the prices were lower.
But even the expense, I have this. So I studied economics. This is like one of my degrees in college.
I studied economics on the street, bro. Me and Dog Boobs. We used to roll dice. So we used to sell caps.
I know a thing or two
about economics. Economics and knifing you. I was really into these things. I hated microeconomics. I did not like practical economics. I was really into theoretical economics. And these were the things that I was really interested in because these were you look at it and you go, wow, fascinating. Because even the Industrial Revolution, when that shit happened, it made us have this weird 4%, 3%, 5% growth expectation every year. Mm. And then we got into a point where now it's like, if ExxonMobil doesn't grow by this amount, then people get fired. The CEO loses his job, like, you know, because that's considered
right. And so I guess
losing profit and failing, right?
But there's always a give to the take.
But you can only go so high.
In a war,
right?
You're going to get all these advances and create all this new technology, but you're also going to kill 35 million people.
For sure.
And then with Exxon, they're going to keep increasing their reach in the ocean, which will then is why I don't have salmon fillets anymore.
Yeah.
Every single day, I eat salmon every day. Now I don't eat it.
But also,
good for the ocean.
But I mean, still.
You're starting to smell.
Smell I mean,
we
like
also,
fish.
We also have like long-term inflation and shit. Like, there's so many weird issues that are attached to just the way that. I mean, so the part of the reason we bring all this up. I know where I'm getting ranty here. I don't want to do that, but this is based on that's the kind of the premise of this sub, by the way, is the capital, like late stage capitalism with this boring twist that makes it extra horrific.
Yeah. Right?
Because that's the premise. Is like how advanced capitalist society is not only dystopic but incredibly boring.
Well, the more boring you make it, the less people notice. It's like cooking the frog.
Yes, exactly.
The slow boil the death. Am I getting this right? That phrase.
Yeah. You put a frog in.
You know,
water.
Like when you eat frogs, right? Yeah.
It's like the frog leg analogy. I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm not a guy who quotes things perfectly.
But you're right. It's like
but the more boring it is,
totally,
the less people will notice, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing this right
what's
now.
What's the most boring thing? Loans.
Well, this is also, but this is, so the boring thing is fascinating in the context of, so the second all time, and I've seen this tweet around attributed to different people. So it seems like it's creepypasta. It seems like it's copy pasta. Right now, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
So it says some people complain that this is the hottest summer in the last 125 years, but I like to think of it as the coolest summer in the next 125 years.
I know, it's so good.
And the glass half full, and that's kind of what you're saying too, where it's like every year it gets hotter, so every year we go, oh shit, I gotta buy some more sunscreen. Oh man, it is hot. We need a new air conditioner, right? And it's like we are feeding the economy, in theory. Because things are a disaster, right?
Yeah.
Like even the photo of China with that beautiful screen, it's like somebody made that screen. That the person who made that screen, the company who made that screen, probably might have gotten a crazy contract and are now employing a lot of people to build screens around the world to give, I don't know what the screen does, but like to give vitamin D or
that
to
looks
give
like
it
a Samsung QLED 4K.
Yeah. And honestly, that you bring up an interesting thing too, because then all of a sudden it goes, you get into like, cool, we can use this as an ad mechanism.
That looks like a Blade Runner screen, right?
Like, it looks like a Blade Runner screen. And I mean, obviously, every time you mention something like this, like you kind of feel like a sense of obligation to talk about Idiocracy because it's just so genius. And all the things that we're talking about are just spelled out so clearly in that movie with like the hilarity of it all, you know?
Man.
But it's also wildly, like that is, again, that's an example of dystopia, hilarious dystopia. We're talking about boring dystopia, which is like that. But everybody goes like, this is how it is.
Yeah.
I got to go to work though. Bye. Be like, oh, fuck.
God.
Yeah, sucks. All right, so let's read some more.
Boring.
Ooh, here's another really fun one that I love. Shout out all my baby boomers who
all our favorite baby boomer listeners out there.
This kind of sums up why I hate them though. So leisure for baby, this is a cartoon, by the way. It says leisure for baby boomers, and it's like this kind of adorable, kind of almost like the Red Bull style of animation. It says, leisure for baby boomers. I took a month long vacation to the Bahamas. Leisure for millennials. I only worked 40 hours this week. Sums it up. I know.
I'm a little sad right now.
I know.
I'm a little bit crying.
Personally, here's the thing. I'm actually in the week one of my 3 weeks off of work.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were taking 3 weeks off of work.
Yeah. And
is this how they're paying you for all the torment they put you through?
No comment.
Oh.
I'm not sure. So
wait, did they force you to take 3 weeks?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm pregnant, guys. And the gestational period is 3 weeks. I will be back on my feet.
Are you on
the 19th? Yes.
You take 3 weeks off for a gestational period?
That's have good. The baby. Everything will be fine. I'll get right back to work. But I'm not going anywhere.
That would be terrible. Right.
Everyone's right. Like, where are you going to go? And I'm like, where the fuck do you think I can go? Like, I don't have any money.
Has anybody annoyingly asked you if you're going to stay, Kay?
Yes, everybody.
I'm sure.
And did you punch them?
Yeah.
Like, don't ever say that to me.
Absolutely.
Don't you ever say that to me.
You're going
to ruin this for me.
You're going to ruin it for me. Yeah, but I mean, it's great, but that is like, you know, my parents probably would have gone to Acapulco.
Dude, honestly.
And I'm, you know, there's no money to go on vacation, but I need a mental break. I noticed a long time, like a few years ago, that I would wait to take vacation until I saved up for vacation. And that just means I didn't take vacations when I needed to.
Can
take
I pitch
them for
you,
my brain.
I'm going to pitch you a couple vacations.
Okay.
There's some like crazy flight deal things. Because you're in a cool position right now where if some cheap flight popped up for like less than $500.
Yeah.
And it's to a country that's dirt cheap. You could actually save money on this vacation.
Think about
like some
it.
Of these, like Thailand and
Yo,
these places.
Actually,
you actually—I mean,
true.
You can get by on like $6 a day and
so
just
my,
sit around.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Here, your Frappadappo over there that costs
was already $17 frap right there.
Yeah,
it's kind of very true.
You're in a. Let's get some alerts going.
My buddy's doing that right now, actually. So my friend left LA. His lease ran out.
Cool.
So he was like, okay, cool. So I'm just going to travel for the next 6 months, work on music, do my stuff. And I was like, wow, man, like, can you
how
afford
to do that?
How
much was he paying, just to put a number on? $2,000 a month, let's say.
Yeah, let's say he's paying $1,700 a month or something.
Let's just round it up.
So he's like, yeah, I'm actually.
So times six months, that's $12,000.
Just for the rent.
Just for the rent. Yeah. And that's not like car expense, living expense. Yeah. So tack on another, you know, let's just say $1,500 to $2,000 a month in expenses.
Yep.
That's $25,000, let's just say, that he will be spending if he stays. Now, what could you go do with that? And is it going to be less?
Yeah.
It's 1,000% going to be less.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's so many places you could go.
Quit your jobs. Leave America. See ya. Bye, family.
I mean,
Charlie,
honestly,
good luck.
Yeah, Charlie, good luck, dude. I'll see you when you're
I went to Thailand
maybe.
To be a DJ.
I mean, I think, fuck, man.
That's crazy. So where is he?
Right now he's in Thailand, actually.
God.
It's so cheap.
Yeah he's in Thailand right now. He's going to Egypt next week, I think.
I took a cab ride from the airport in Bangkok to like wherever I was staying. It was like a 40-minute cab ride. It was, you know, $8 or what. You're like, whoa, okay.
Something crazy.
That was cheap. And then when you're there, food's like $1, like or less.
Totally.
And then you just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's going to be a mass exodus from the United States within the next decade. I think people are going to go to Mexico, honestly.
Wow.
Like, I think it's going to be this weird, perverse, dystopian thing where we're going to see a bunch of people just go down to Mexico and be like, fuck this, I'm out. I love Mexico City. And then all of a sudden, Mexico's going to be like, hold on a second.
Get you fuckers out.
You motherfuckers are moving here now?
That happened.
Absolutely goddamn not.
The movie 2012.
What?
Do you remember that movie?
No, I don't.
Remember in 2012 when the Mayan apocalypse was supposed to take us?
Oh, right.
They made that movie with John Cusack.
Yes.
But there's this great scene where they're at the border and there's a reporter and he goes, Americans are actually trying to get into Mexico.
Right.
And it's a little irony there.
Well, damn.
So you think so, Mexico, huh?
I think Mexico, because we will have the same behavior that Mexicans have now with America, where they go, well, I could go to Brazil, but that's a lot of work. I don't really have the resources, so I'm just gonna like get down there or get up there.
Yeah, I want to bring my camper van.
Yeah, and Mexico like is hot. Well, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, with global warming, I mean, maybe people are going to be going to Canada, but Canada is really cold in the winter, so
it really depends. They're tough about immigration.
They are tough about immigration, but
like you can't just go there.
Here's another one. Because we were talking about the loan debt, and this tweet is goddamn hilarious. I'm going to actually have Dog Boobs read this one because it has like the Dog Boobs cadence.
Oh, hell yeah! This is
from the Twitter account President Gay.
Oh God, President Gay.
I know.
Okay. Feel like it's pretty dystopian to force 17-year-olds to encapsulate their personhood in a 500-word essay to beg billion-dollar institutions to let them be in debt to them for the rest of their lives anyway. So do we prefer oat milk or almond milk, ladies? That is so sad. It's true. We're all like fighting to indebt ourselves to these giant schools that really don't teach you much that you wouldn't learn in life regardless.
Well, yeah, I think
you're being marketed a hustle you hear it from politicians the most.
Right.
Like everybody deserves to go to school. You're like, I don't know if that's good advice.
What could you not? You hear about these stories and they seem like farfalutin, like bizarro success stories.
Term, like farfalutin.
Farfalutin. But
it's not highfalutin.
Farfalutin.
It's not mediumfalutin.
Widefalutin.
It's it's farfalutin.
These stories about people being like, I learned everything I know through just reading books from the library, right?
Yeah.
And like, you think it's only homeless people or whatever they're
Goodwill
doing.
Hunting.
Like, yeah. It's like
we've all seen it.
Yeah.
If you have the drive.
I haven't.
You
know,
here's another one that I think
I think the one benefit of college is that you end up being around people who value
are also in debt.
Yeah.
It's like you're sort of buying into a value system in a social class.
Yes.
You're buying into a social structure and a social class that it's essentially a expensive click.
Yeah.
And the Ivy Leagues do it better than the other shitty schools.
Well, the social click thing should not be understated.
So when you go to
part of it,
when you that's why these parents pay their kids to go to Harvard or whatever or Stanford. It's like they want their kid to be able to walk into a room and say, I went to Stanford.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you and not you over here
who
went to Arizona State. Like there's social cachet in that. And
yes.
And I do think it might be worth going to those schools, but a lot of the mid-range schools,
it
probably isn't.
No, not at all.
And definitely not the online schools.
definitely not the
online
schools.
But I would look at it, give it a hard.
Yeah, give it a look. If it's for you, then definitely enroll, because you will learn a lot and you will not get zilched at all.
Do you think people will start as a trend? I was thinking about this with that kid who got his transcripts held back. Do you think there's going to be a new trend in people lying about where they went to college just because they know it's beneficial?
Yeah.
It's not that easy to prove you didn't.
Right.
Nobody checks. And it gets you so much. So it's kind of like a white lie.
Well, here's
it doesn't really hurt anybody.
Let me flip this question on you.
Ooh,
go ahead.
Are you saying that the trend
flip it over?
Are you saying that there's going to be a trend of people doing it or of people finding out?
Oh,
well,
I think it's already happening.
It's probably already happening, and then we'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be an interesting thing if like
you're here first, per usual, on this pod.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. We break the news. So I'm going now over to Hot to see all the things that have been happening recently, because I think that a lot of the top ones right now are funny, clever, interesting little tropes. Like there's another one I was going to bring up, which is about how, you know, Netflix doesn't have ads. And then you see all this product placement in the Stranger Things where it's just like,
yes,
Eggo, Coke, whatever.
Sucks.
Which, you know, I'm of two minds on that, because I think that there is like in the world of that weird broken window fallacy thing that we were talking about earlier, I'd rather them pay for shit that doesn't suck than pay for things that suck. And
yeah.
Commercials fucking blow. So if they're paying for Stranger Things to exist so that they can drink Coke instead of Pepsi in one scene, then like, whatever, dude. Like, I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
That's like, a good trade.
I don't think we should be allergic to just the existence of a brand. I mean, hilariously enough, we did start this podcast singing jingles, right?
Yeah.
And which is, you
brands.
Know, which are brands, right?
We all buy products.
Right.
Brands are fine. Like, I'm going to buy soda. I'm going to buy coffee.
Yeah.
And if and that like money brands, supports okay. a cool story, I don't see a problem with that.
Right, right.
But if the story is just a millennial drinking a Coke on the sidewalk, that's not a story.
That's not a story, yeah. So here's so here is the,
that is the definition of good branded content.
That is right good there. Branded content. So here is the here's the hottest post right now. So this was posted 4 hours ago.
Ooh, I feel like we gotta prep this with like a hot jingle.
Hot jingle.
Do you have any like sizzle crackles over there?
I got a
woo,
ha-ha. Ooh, that is a good yeah. one. That actually works.
There you go. So this is the top. The post is paying for work that's socialism. Okay, so I guess this must have come from a Republican or conservative Twitter account. I guess let's get him, John Steingart. I don't know who it is, but the post says the California Supreme Court decided a case that could add billions in labor costs to employers. Bottom line. By requiring them to pay employees for work time that was previously went uncompensated. Updated story below, right? And then the response says, in quotes, you have to pay employees to work, being framed as adding billions to labor costs is the most American thing ever.
Yeah. God.
Which again, is just, you look at that, you just go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude.
These are amazing. These headlines
depressing
are so the brutal. Most dystopian, hilarious, and like I wouldn't maybe say it was boring, but it's pretty crazy. It's just a screenshot of CNN's like landing page from some right. maybe a week ago, and it's the headlines are, the deadliest shootings happen in these schools. CNN examined 10 years of shootings at K through 12 schools across the United States. The 23 most over the top lines from Trump's phone interview with Sean Hannity. And 6-year-old YouTuber buys $8 million property.
Oh my Christ.
That's crazy.
Those all sound like Idiocracy headers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
6-year-old YouTuber buys $8 million property.
Property tax on that every year is $800,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to learn a hard lesson.
$80,000.
Better keep doing those unpacking videos of different Oreo flavors.
That's cray cray.
That is crazy.
Oh my God. All right. So here's one. So man, this is actually, I saw this story going around. And I actually love this story. This is actually does not belong in boring dystopia. This belongs in extremely fucking rad dystopia.
Oh, cool.
So, U to the S to the fucking A is the title of this one. Man who donated his mother's body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's Research discovers it was sold to the U.S. military for $6,000, strapped to a chair, and blown up in a blast test.
Yeah, I've been seeing this going around. I mean, it's so sad and fucked up.
But
it's
like,
so cool.
That's the most American thing ever.
That's the most American
fucking
thing
crazy.
Ever.
Can you imagine finding that out?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can't imagine. And I'm not like precious about bodies after someone's died, but whoa.
Right.
Getting the image of your poor older mother just being blown up in the air is like, that's going to stick with you.
And then, you know, eaten by vermin.
Yeah.
Ashes
just
to ashes.
Chunks of this woman that brought you into the world. Like, come on.
When I was in medical school and college, my biology courses, we had these classroom refrigerators that had two cadavers that we would use in class all the time. And they were donated bodies. There was a man and a woman.
Man.
And they were like older people. And we would take them out and you'd poke them all the time. And they would cover the heads and hands and feet.
Right.
And
they'd cover them with like
bags. So you didn't see their faces or hands. Because those are sort of like the personal effects.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was very weird. Like a couple times the gloves would fall off and you'd see like the lady had pink fingernails. Oof. And you're like, oh, this was like a lady.
Oh.
Damn, that's
it was so weird. Yeah. But, you know, at least students were able to learn something from it. And the bodies lasted, I think, like 2 or 3 years until they kind of got like nastified and then they sort of recycle them.
I'm kind of like, dude, fucking throw my body, like literally feed my body to Here's
what they'll
care.
Do with
like,
your
do whatever the
penis
fuck you want on my body.
Is yeah. they'll
blow
cut
it, up,
it they'll fillet it down the long ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Hot dog, not hamburger.
Hot dog it, and yep. so they open it so you can see what the tissue is.
Right.
And so that's what happens to your wang.
I'll do that right now if you guys want.
Cross your wang.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I'll do it right now, man.
Whatever.
Hardcore. I like your tattoos say like your full name, where right. you lived, right. like your personal philosophy in a poem.
Damn it.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. So here's another one that's been particularly gutting to me lately. So my sister-in-law is a teacher. She teaches.
What a saint.
Beyond a saint. Like she's a K through three disabilities teacher.
Ugh,
so just wow. absolutely heartening. And she has told me recently that that she has to pay out of pocket for school supplies.
Yes, why is that?
Which is fucking insane.
What are we talking
insane,
about? Like pencils, paint, all that crap.
All the probably, basic things like that you need
sticks,
for a classroom.
So yeah. many glue
so
sticks.
So thousands of teachers help each other purchase.
Ronnie keeps eating them.
Yeah,
thousands of teachers help each other purchase school supplies thanks to viral campaign. This shouldn't be a thing. Teachers should not have to spend their salary on school supplies. Like, yeah.
No shit.
Like, plus, the mere, like, these people get paid criminally low.
Yeah.
Like criminally low. I think I saw something. Maybe it was here. This actually might have been the story that made me want to cover this. I don't remember. I don't know where the post is. I don't remember what it was. Maybe it wasn't even on here. It was just an anecdote. But I think I read something about a guy ordering pizza and his son's English teacher delivered it because that was her second job.
I saw you all day. You treated me like shit. Then you show up
with a pizza and
all Mrs. Krabappel's like, here's your pizza. And the kid's just like, fuck off, teacher. Again, twice in a day.
Wow.
Dude.
That's depressing.
And in the end, you learn like, she brought me pizza. That's positive in my life. I'm going to be nicer to her.
I don't remember. Maybe it was like a lucid dream or something. But I heard that. And that is definitely one of the things that... that I think is a real, I mean, it
kind of makes sense why all these teachers are fucking their students. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These lady teachers.
I don't know.
It's like they're just trying to.
Makes total sense.
Totally understand.
Now it's all kind of, wait, you don't fall?
No.
Seems like there's more of those stories in the news in the last 3 years.
There are a lot, yeah.
Where young teacher woman sleeps with young male student.
Yeah, why does that
happen? I'm always
happen?
Just like, why does this keep, it seems, I don't know if the news is just hot on the story
because right.
it makes for good news, but it seems like it's growing.
Right.
And I'm wondering if it's the low pay and they're like, well, I'm not going to get paid. I might as well get laid.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
I also just don't, I've never quite understood why it's always these young.
They're all attractive.
Yeah. I was going to say young, hot. They are young, hot.
You're
going to
say
it
young,
in a weird
hot
way.
Pieces of ace.
I was going to say hot pieces of
don't
ace.
Say that.
Well, it's like, I know these women are sex offenders, so I'm not like, I don't want to sexualize them more,
no,
but like they are young, attractive women. It's not like I've never understood it. It's a weird trend. Like we see these stories like 10 times a year.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like it's more and more. Nobody seems to also care. Cause I don't know. It's different
hot
when
pieces of ace.
I totally understand.
Yeah,
because
it's
like a boy who's like, you're always like, cool guy. Like,
well, that's,
you did
I mean,
it.
That's where we get into that weird men's rights issues, which I think is genuinely
it's a weird,
frustrating where it's these people that, you know, there's always some fucking joker and there's two kinds of people that comment on those stories.
Yes.
They're the people who go, hell yeah, if I would have had that, I would have had tons of sex in high school. Hell yeah. And then you have like women who like feminazi types who will say like really heavy shit about like how it's the fucking victim blaming essentially.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, like there's like she like the teacher probably was, you know, the teacher probably was sexually abused or like, you know, the male, like there's always something about that fucking shit. And it's just like, It's just gross. All of it is gross, and it bums me out.
It's very weird.
And it's very weird. Here's another one. I saw this going around. This is a fun one and hilarious and not about teachers having sex with kids. So this is the flex tape meme that's been going around. It's a it's from the you guys have seen the flex tape commercials.
Oh, with Phil Swift?
I think it must be with Phil Swift. But you see management is Phil Swift or whoever is the flex tape man.
Yeah.
And then you see this vat of water just leaking because of a massive hole. And the hole says worker exploitation, low wages, harsh working conditions. And then flex tape slapped on. It says pizza party.
That is so real.
It's fucking
amazing
real.
When you when you work at a company like this or you can all relate. You know morale is low when you start to get happy hours every Friday.
Dude, I know.
And you're like, oh yeah, everybody knows we're all bummed.
I know. Insulin seems to be a big theme here, by the way.
That seems to be one of the most
one of the bigger topics.
Price gouging.
Yeah.
Can we pause on the company thing for a second? I've always been freelance, and so I'll walk into companies, as a freelance to work there for 2-3 days or something, and you can see people being like, isn't it great? Like, we've got this and this. And I'm like, yeah, it's like a coffee machine. Yep. It's like some chips.
Yeah,
totally.
And like, they're like, isn't it great? And you're I get it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
fine.
A bunch of Costco snacks.
Snacks, It's like, LaCroix, and it seems like peanut. they're like into it or at least pretending really hard to be into it.
Yeah.
And that's always been my downfall in companies is lack of enthusiasm.
Well, oh yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's definitely,
there's a big part of your job. I would hear your thoughts is it's like enthusiasm for the company versus doing your job. And like, what's the split? Is it more enthusiasm than your job? Is it 60-40? I don't know.
Right.
But it seems like that's a big part of the strategy. I don't know. Thoughts?
Well, I've never been the kind of person who is all in on a company that I work for. And it's been my downfall a couple times, but I just like really think it's important to be able to be like, yeah, I like working here. I think the company's cool. I do believe in what I'm trying to build, but it doesn't define my identity and I'm not going to let it. And if you try to make something that defines my identity,
healthy.
I'm going to leave.
Like, what you're saying sounds normal. And
all I want, here's what I want in a company. I want to walk in. I want a cubicle.
Yep. Yes.
I want a cigarette machine.
Oh yeah. Ooh. I want a pack of Lucky Strikes.
I want a pack of Lucky Strikes.
And by the last cigarette, I'm clocking out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I would actually love that with the world that we work in, like the media, like kind of the,
how many cigarettes are in a box?
20 or in a pack. I think there's,
do you do 2 an hour?
Yeah. How fun would, if I walked into a company today, I walked in and was like, there's this new hot new ad agency or like media company publisher or whatever. And you walk in and it's literally just like a bunch of people chain smoking cigarettes in the corner. I'd be like, hell yeah. All right.
So bizarre.
Yeah. It'd be like this weird, thing where you're just like, yeah, we try to get out of here by 3:30 if possible. Yeah. All right.
I'm in.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Alrighty. Do you guys have coffee? No, there's a gas station up the street we like to get coffee at.
Okay, cool. It's true.
All right. Alrighty.
Do you really care that your office doesn't have windows if you got to go out and leave by 4? No. I mean, I think everyone would make that trade.
Yeah.
This sub is it, like most of the subs we cover. It's just like no amount of clicking through these can do it justice. There's so many wild ones that you got it. I mean, I just landed on one. This is the shit. The real ones that are just, they don't even need a caption, right? This is from Swadley's Barbecue, world famous. And then it looks like it's either a laminate by the cash register or like at the it's like a I don't know what you call that, like a napkin or something. But it says, did you know our servers survive on your tipping kindness?
God.
Oh, like, yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
You're the employer.
You're not paying them enough.
I'll sound like a dick here, but I mean, like tipping just because
tipping sucks. No, I don't
tipping
like tipping
because either. That's how they make their money is the worst.
It is the worst. Yeah.
And I don't like that system's become normal.
Totally.
Yeah, like, in our country.
Because there's so many restaurant experiences you have where like the service was total shit and you're still expected to pay an extra 20%, extra 4%, right? Is that what
right.
Yeah. But it sucks. I don't know. You want to be like the guy who's principled and be like, I'm only going to tip $1 because your service, but you totally. Never do that.
No. It right. seems like
you have a heart.
Yeah. And our generation does that all the time with like Ubers and Lyfts and stuff. It's like, I have never given anybody less than, I think, 5 stars because I know it affects their overall rating and it affects their livelihood. And it's like, that's what world we live in. Like, if you have to operate in a society that requires tips for someone to pay their rent, like it sucks that falls on us, but
it's weird.
Do it. I'm gonna tip, you know, a good amount no matter what, because you're like, man, I know it sucks. This country sucks.
Yeah.
But then
if I couldn't afford the tip, then that means I shouldn't have eaten that meal or something, you know?
Yeah, totally.
That's just a personal choice.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem, I mean, the company, the restaurant is putting the onus on you to make, to keep their employees alive and it makes you have to make this sort of like evil or good decision where you're like, I didn't come here to just try to get a cheeseburger, man. Like, I don't know how I was going to like keep this person's rent going.
I know.
That's kind of how you feel. And it's sort of a, like, man, why doesn't the company support their employees?
And the thing is, like, you're not going to change anything by not tipping their employees, but that's like, people need to go out there and like vote for people who are trying to raise the minimum wage.
We also
and
need
pay those tips until you do.
We'll never do it because it just is never going to happen. But we need global loss. Like, it will never happen. But like the way we fix this is we need a global enforced law that the highest paid employee cannot make more than 100 times more than the lowest paid employee or whatever, right? Because that's why all this stuff comes up. Hey, CEO, you want to make more cashish?
Yeah.
You need to, pay the other people more. And it could be 2,000 times more. Like that would be an astronomical number, but it just needs to be something where like you cannot make more than this certain amount. Because that's the reason these things happen is because they go, well, I need to meet my bottom line and we need to get paid too. And be like, yeah, you need to get paid, but you don't need to get paid in an insane, right?
Right. You don't need to, nobody needs to be a billionaire.
Yeah. And unfortunately.
I do. I'm going to Mars.
It's becoming an increasingly global problem. Like that's the biggest issue here is like, it used to be an America thing. It's really easy to be like, America fucking sucks. But like the reason America sucks is because we've exported this disease to the rest of the developed world.
Like that's why do we doubt it?
Like now it's like India and the Middle East and fucking, you know, like in Russia and whatever and China, they all have these like absolutely disgusting, extravagant fucking behaviors that are like so quintessentially American.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely terrible. It fucking sucks. But all right, we need to close this now because we all have to go to the salt mines. God, I hate unfortunately, going to the salt mines. I know this one's
my salt mine's a Korean spa.
Ooh.
Lucky.
Nice. Little depressing, but also this is the world we live in. So fucking suck it up, guys. Jesus Christ.
Stop
complaining.
These are all stories that you could easily just glaze over and be like, well, that's kinda, you know. But collectively, it shows you a really depressing picture of where we're at in culture.
Right.
And it's maybe a wake-up call that...
we're not going to heed. We're absolutely not going to heed that wake-up call.
No, we aren't.
Maybe we need a World War III to just like shake the system. I mean...
Like a reset button?
We need a global alien invasion to create a new enemy.
Yeah, I was thinking if there was a war... Like, I'm a little too old to be, like, the young war guy.
Yeah.
Like, what happens to a guy like me? Do I become, like, the fucking radio stenographer or something?
Maybe. Maybe.
He'll get drafted as radio stenographer.
You know, like, the draft Vietnam. Happens. Like, where do you... Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. Good news.
Were you in the shit?
Good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news.
There's an alien war coming. Good news is You're our local DJ.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool, man.
You've been drafted to
keep the church pumped. And
Gardner.
Good Lord.
You've been drafted to the bingo host for the troops.
Things could be worse.
Were you in the armed forces? Yeah, I served.
I served my country. In what capacity?
Well, I got nodules on my larynx from talking too much into the radio.
Oh my God. That's so fucked.
All right. So, a boring dystopia is in boring dystopia indeed.
It sucks, but it's still fucked.
But it's our boring dystopia.
Exactly. But it's our boring dystopia. All right. Let's do a couple of randoms, close this one out.
I just found the coolest one.
Nice.
Socialist Rifle Association.
Ooh.
Our mission is to arm and train the working class for self-defense.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Very cool.
I love that. I'm into that.
I love that.
That's like Stalinist communism.
Yeah, right? This is like interesting. Yeah.
I found this is a really good one. That looked expensive, which is nice. So this is crashes and leaks and basically catastrophic failures.
Ooh.
That look really expensive. They're going to be like hard to fix. So this is a really funny one.
Damn.
Helicopter hits a traffic light and crashes. That looked expensive. It's funny. What do you got over there, Freed?
I'm looking up flights for dog boobs to get to Bangkok.
Nice.
Which I think we can get you there for $800.
Today?
In 3 days.
God.
Wait, what? Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Which is not bad.
Not bad.
It's on a Boeing Supermax 8.
Wow.
So, Supermax.
What is it called, those Max 8s?
Boeing Supermax.
The planes that keep crashing.
The Boeing Ultra Jet 3000.
Ultra Jet 3000.
All right. Sorry, we're going to close this guy out.
One random.
Cool.
Just to play the game. You got to play the game if you want to get the big bug. Oh, no pixel. What is this? No pixel? You guys know
Ooh,
this?
No.
Hmm.
What is that?
Interesting. I'm in trouble figuring it out.
Pixel.
It's captivating. Y'all should check it out.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. We're working on those stickers, by the way.
Oh, yes.
We're working on those stickers. So we're going to get some stickers printed out, and we're going to get them up for sale. Or fuck it. No, we'll just send you guys stickers.
We're going to send them.
Don't worry about
it. If you have any boring dystopia stories, fans, listeners, I don't know. It's a good conversation starter.
It's a really good conversation starter.
It helps us understand a little bit more about you.
It is a great cocktail party story.
It is.
Let's talk about what sucks in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it.
All right. Till next time, this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet, my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
We'll be back next week. We might be doing our remote pod next week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remote pod.
So. Dog Boobs is going to be in Bangkok.
I'll be dialing in from Bangkok is what I'll do.
I want that reality for you so
bad.
Cool.
I did it, guys.
All right. See you next time. Bye.